We have at least two very good reasons for visiting Heart Bay. And the person who's going to tell us all about it is the marketing director of Ye Olde Artifact Cove and Shipwreck Shop. And there's also the Heart Bay Trading Store. And the man I'm speaking to is Sean Bloch. Sean, a little bit about the background. I mean, you know, there's like almost two sides to Heart Bay. I still see the harbour and I see the village side. And you've got footsteps in both places. So where would you like to start?
Yes, we have Mariner's Wharf that's been around since the advent of time, almost since 1984, when it was opened by the Minister of Economic Affairs and Tourism, John Wiley. And the antique shop is housed within that building in itself. And then on the other side, which is the mainstream shopping center side, we have the Heart Bay Trading Post, which is perhaps slightly different, whereas the one is everything nautical, over 20,000 items in the probably the largest of its kind in Southern Africa. That's the actual shop, you called it, the Ye Olde Artifact and Shipwreck Shop. And the other one is more South African antiques.
Well, let's start with the artifacts, because I really want to know what maritime memorabilia is all about.
Okay. Well, the whole of Mariner's Wharf is an antique almost, not in terms of its structure, but in terms of its decor. If you walk around, and I had to show anyone around that came to Heart Bay or people that came to our restaurant, they'll see in the restaurant it's got its private dining cabins, all themed on the sea, seafarers, and you'll see the shipwreck, Union Castle, all the Cunard lines, Queen Mary room. They've all got memorabilia inside them in the showcase boxes. But underneath, there is the what we call the shipwreck shop for short, and that's got all sorts of things ranging from maritime antiques and memorabilia. So rustic pieces such as lamps, steering wheels, portholes, tables, binnacles, life buoys, telescopes, photographs, paintings, fishnets, lobster traps. I can go on and on and on. Scrimshaw, rare stamps, uniforms.
And even the names you'll have to describe to me as we go along. So we're not going to go into all that detail.
No.
But I know it's an impressive selection. And you walk and you are encompassed by this atmosphere of, you tell me what the atmosphere is all about.
Yes, again, the atmosphere is
nautical, nautical, nautical.
Nautical, nautical. Al fresco, which is obviously dining right by the sea, right there on the water's edge. And you feel like you're walking into a Union Castle shipping line. You feel like you've been transported back in time and you're having an experience more so than just a meal. I mean, even the menu is a manifest of old days. So it's quite an experience. Well worth a visit.
I can assure you of that. And then let's go across the way to the Heart Bay Trading Store. And again, the building itself is historic.
Yes, the building originally during 1896, it was the original Dorman & Sons shop. Now, Dorman, Stanley Dorman, is the owner of Mariner's Wharf, and he's the owner of the Mainstream Shopping Center and of the Heart Bay Trading Post, which, as I mentioned, the Heart Bay Trading Post was in his family. It was a historic cottage. It's very interesting and goes back to the 19th century. So that in itself, the building has a history. Which is very interesting. And the Dormans came out as immigrants in one of three or four immigrant families that were in Heart Bay as a whole. And that has been transformed into an antique shop as well.
Well, as we said at the beginning, two very good reasons at least for getting to Heart Bay, which is very unique in its own way, and two very special places. So if you want to know the what, the why, and the where of what's going on in Cape Town, pick up a copy of the 2023 Art, Craft, and Museums map. And you can always go to mapmyway.co.za to find out more.